Trump says Polish, Moldovan detainees released by Belarus, Russia with U.S. help. U.S. President Donald Trump said on May 10 that 3 Polish and 2 Moldovan prisoners had been released from detention by Belarus and Russia with assistance from the U.S. government. Among those released from a Belarusian jail was Polish-Belarusian journalist Andrei Poksibet, who was arrested in March 2021. Poksibet was sentenced to 8 years in prison in 2023 on charges of inciting hatred and calling for actions deemed harmful to Belarus, according to the human rights group Article 19. Polish officials have said the charges were politically motivated and pushed for his release. In a Truth Social post, Trump said that Polish President Karol Nawrocki had asked him to help secure Poksibet's release during their talks last September. Today, Poksibet is free due to our efforts. The United States delivers for our allies and friends, Trump wrote, praising Special Envoy John Cole for his efforts in securing the release of the detainees. Trump also thanked Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko for his cooperation and friendship. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said on April 28 that Poksibet had been freed in a prisoner swap at the Polish-Belarusian border with tremendous help from partners in other nations. The exchange at the Polish-Belarusian border is the finale of a 2-year-long intricate diplomatic game, full of dramatic twists, Tusk said in a post on X. It succeeded thanks to the outstanding work of our services, diplomats, and prosecutors, as well as the tremendous help from our American, Romanian, and Moldovan friends, he added. Cole said in an April 28 post on X that his team worked with the U.S. State Department and several partners to help secure the release of 3 Polish and 2 Moldovan nationals. He thanked Poland, Moldova, and Romania for their support in the efforts and praised Lukashenko for his willingness to pursue constructive engagement with the United States. Moldovan President Maia Sandu said in an April 28 post on X that she was grateful to the United States, Poland, and Romania for their efforts in securing the release of 2 Moldovan nationals from Russian captivity. This would not have been possible without it, real Donald Trump and the U.S. administration, and our partners in Poland and Romania. We are deeply grateful. They're coming home, Sandu said. In late March, Trump said that Belarus has released more than 500 political prisoners since May 2025, including 250 prisoners freed in March, according to a statement posted by the White House. Cole said the release, which took place at the Lithuanian-Belarus border, marked a significant humanitarian milestone and reflected Trump's commitment to direct, hard-nosed diplomacy. Following that, the U.S. Treasury Department on March 26 lifted sanctions against Belarusian Bank of Development, Belinvest Bank, and the country's Ministry of Finance.